Cool for Cats, UK Squeeze, 17 minutes to 8 for Lexus of Blackburn. And by the way, Darcy, as you well know, this is the place to go to get your Lexus at the moment. Crafted, nothing is crafted like a Lexus. And for a limited time, Lexus of Blackburn have crafted offers just for you. 59,888 drive away for the NX300 two-wheel luxury drive. It is just sensational. So that's the car for you, I reckon.
We don't like to go with fake news here on Triple M. I saw Andy Lee wanting some parenting advice. So I jumped to a conclusion. Yeah. I just feel good about it, Andy. Instead, you're here with this brilliant book. Definitely do not open this book. Mm. Andy Lee's fourth kids book.
Fourth
congratulations,
kids book.
Mate.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, and the advice I want after it's probably already on the Daily Mail now.
Well, this is good. This is you actually breaking your silence on rumours
right.
that you're...
That's yeah, right.
He was forced to answer questions.
Exactly. This is actually for the follow-up article.
Yeah. I've got to go, don't have to, got the pleasure of looking after my nephews straight after this today.
Really?
Today.
Okay, great. How are they?
Two and four, and my girlfriend normally comes with, so it's, you know, it's one-on-one. She's just been called into work, so I'm one out today.
With two.
You can't get outnumbered.
Okay. what do I do then? Bring Darcy along? Here you forget them.
I have been known to do that from time to time.
Like an iPad. You just leave it lying around, can't find them.
Occasionally, but you can sit down and read them your book today, Andy. That'll be
that'll be 25 seconds.
Well, that was a nice thing, I will say, that often when an author comes in, you know, you've been sent the book, but you know this from radio, you don't have time to read all the books. Like, Ed goes straight to the back to see if he's mentioned.
And he did on your kid's book as well.
But what I loved about this was, I've actually read the book. I mean, in the break, admittedly, it only took that long, but it's fantastic.
Well, that's one of the things about this book that a lot of my mates say is like, because there's always negotiation at bedtime with kids to go, how many books are you going to read? And mine don't have too many words because I'm not so much of a wordsmith. They always like when the kids pick this one out because it gets through that book quicker and they're going down to bed a bit quicker.
I used to love books as a little boy, and this one jumps out at me. Mm. It does. I would read this if I was three or four years of age, and I'd love it, and I'd read it every night. I'm being serious. It's got great pictures. It's got great colours. I love the, egg?
Wiz is his name, the monster?
Wiz the monster.
What'd you call him, an egg?
Well, it looks like he looks like an egg.
Anyway, but I love it. I reckon it's...
It's a perfect psych test for your child as well, because it's called Do Not Open This Book, and if they go ahead and open it immediately, you know that you're going to have to watch them, you know, lock away your wallet at night. That kind of stuff.
Type A personality here.
Yeah. It's been really...
It's a ripper. When's it come out?
So this one's was out on Friday. Yeah. And it's been just, I kind of fell into it, making them. I originally made a book for my nephew 4 years ago as his birthday present, and was only going to make up one book. And my mate's a publisher, and he makes up test books. And then he said, can we publish them? And I said, no, for a while. And then he convinced me, and thank God he did, because it's been a lot of fun.
And it's amazing that you're the only comedian who's written a children's book.
I know. Exactly. It's just nice to be out there trailblazing.
I think you're the only one who doesn't have kids who's written a children's book.
The nice thing is, an ex-footballer to start a clothing label as well. Just been
a novel idea.
Thinking about it, Andy. Yeah. Everyone needs a new T-shirt.
Gina from Pasadena.
Hey, I love your life, Andy. Every time we catch up, I say, what are you up to? And you're either... You're in Vietnam playing golf, over in Scotland playing golf in the last little period.
I had a great time. And on my way down from Scotland, I was trying to sort out a place to play golf on the west side of England before getting to the first test at Edgbaston. And so Mike Clayton, who was a great golfer back in the day and designs golf.
One of the great
designers,
yeah.
Yeah, he's a neighbour of mine. So I texted him and said, hey, what course? Yeah, because I love golf. I'm a nerd. I love golf course designs. And he said, Royal Birkdale, just outside of Liverpool, it's just one of the all-time great designs of the courses. And I said, oh, any chance you could help me get on? The next day, I get an email from Ian Baker Finch, and who I've never met and I love. And he's gone, and he won, for people who don't know, he won the Open at Royal Birkdale.
Yeah, did too.
He said, Andy, really pleased that you're interested in going to Royal Birkdale. I've sorted it out for you. So I rock up with my mate, and they go, guest of Mr. Baker Finch, yes, come this way. I'm seeing Ian Baker Finch on the walls and et cetera as we go through, and they've sorted us out, comped the game, and they're walking us and explaining the clubhouse and stuff to the first tee, and then they turn and go, and how do you know Mr. Baker Finch? I said, it's a love of golf that brought us together. and one email this morning.
Oh, that's magnificent. Hey, you got to the last day of the test as well?
I didn't get to, I went to Edgbaston first 3 days, took my dad and brother. Said to my dad after day three, I said, we better go and, you know, catch up with our wives and girlfriends that were still in London. And dad said, turned to me and went, yep, it would have killed me to stay another day just because the amount of drinking that had been going on. And then Smith makes another ton day four, and dad texts me and said, it would have been the way I wanted to go, just sitting there watching Smith. But yeah, we were, I did that one, then went overseas, and when Lord's test got rained out day one, I knew it could possibly make day five, and that's when I started crafting, you know, manipulating the situation.
The Dunkirk evacuation of Europe, wasn't
it? Yeah, exactly. So I was in Spain, you know, on an island, and I sent a text to Cricket Australia on day three and said, any room for me on Beck on day five? Broke it to Beck the next day that I've booked a boat for us at 4 a.m. and then we're going to go boat to Ibiza, then get on a plane and go straight to Lourdes. So we've got the last day there.
And he turns up at Lourdes. You're a guest of Steve Smith, so.
Exactly.
How do you know, Steve? I told you he's got a good life. Andy Lee's with us. More with Andy after a break. It's 11 minutes to 8 here on Triple M. Took the words out of his mouth.
There you go.
Triple M's hot breakfast.
Alexa Blackburn. Definitely Do Not Open This Book by Andy Lee and illustrated by Heath McKenzie. Well done to Heath because I love the illustration.
It's genius from Andy, as someone who's not a father. You tell kids they can't do something, the exact thing they're going to do is the opposite.
And, Andy, can I ask this? Because obviously there's probably not an audio version of this book. They don't do an author reading the book version of the book.
We did one a while back, but yeah, I've put on a stupid accent for my my nephews. It seems to resonate with them, but I don't think it resonates with anyone else. Because
well, if they can't afford you for the audio book, I nominate that they could get the guy who's the bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this astrophysicist dude.
Can I just ask one question before we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Have you sold over 1 million copies?
Yeah.
That's what they do, mate. Yeah. That's how they roll.
Wow.
Andy and his mate.
Translated
Hamish.
Over 35 languages, won and been shortlisted for numerous children's book awards.
And he's played the great, never planned to launch these.
Yeah.
We're not buying that, Andy Lee.
Twisted my arm. I just happened to drop one in front of my mate, the publisher.
My new best mate.
I don't know if you noticed, Andy, fantastic. In the first segment we had with you, Ed was trying his best to be interested in your kid's book. He was like, I like the egg.
Yeah.
I like the egg bit. Yeah. That's good. This is a good book.
Sold a million copies.
Jesus. Got suddenly, my attention now. What are they? What
suddenly
are they
he's doing
for?
The maths.
How much?
I think.
What are you getting a copy? No. That's what he wants to know.
Tell us the net profit, Andy. Just
where's your balance sheet? Is there an article in the Financial Review I can link to right now?
I have got a really good animator that I think we should be able to work.
Right. Children's series, you reckon?
Yep.
Okay, definitely do not watch this TV series.
Exactly, yeah.
It's probably in the works.
We can put on Channel 10.
Well, speaking of Channel 10, look at that, how we brought that back. Have you, Andy, got any feedback that the current Bachelor may have based the way that he speaks on your voice?
Well, no, but I heard you guys, as a fan of Triple M, I heard you guys bringing it up.
Yeah.
And I don't watch The Bachelor. And most of the guys that I watch the cricket with don't probably talk about The Bachelor too much. But I haven't heard him yet.
All I'm going to say is, you know, imitation is the, you know, sincerest form of flattery. And I feel like he has been listening to a whole bunch of old Hamish and Andy podcasts, getting his charming way of speaking ready for The Bachelor. Have a listen.
She is ripped. You could grate cheese on her abs. I have never met a scientist as hot as her.
Oh, my God.
Even Andy nearly fell out the wall there.
She is ripped. I've never met a scientist as hot as her.
It's you.
There's new news. I'm actually floored. There's new technology out that Adobe have released where you can switch people's voices.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they've just got into the, maybe he's making some wings or something. And they've got into the edit and they've gone, we need to fix this up.
Just turn the Andy up a little. Can we get a little bit more Andy?
A bit more Andy. Yeah.
So there's an app you can actually take someone's voice and make it your own, can you?
Well, Adobe brought it out about a year ago, and Key and Peele, I'm not sure if you know, they're American comedy duo, awesome actors and comedians in their own right. Key was the face of it, but they showed that he could speak, and then they turned it into Peele's voice. So everyone was, they expected everyone to clap and cheer, but everyone went, holy heck, no, this is, yeah. because all these,
what could go wrong with this?
There's voice activated stuff, particularly for some bank apps have my name is my password or my voice is my password. Yeah. And so it didn't really get the cheers as much as it got shocks in the system, but obviously Channel 10 and The Bachelor producers have got it.
Got it there. Well, the Bachelor's just found out that your name is your password on your phone, and he's also just found out you've sold a million of these books. So.
Hey, speaking of which, I got a bodgy yesterday claiming to be from the tax office. I've kept it, so I'll do this after 8 o'clock. Just a bit of an all points bulletin, people. There's bodgies.
Then you got a message.
Yeah, on the phone, and so
they're not coming for your water profits, are they?
No, exactly.
Second wallet.
They've heard about the second wallet. There's an investigation into the second wallet.
Anyway, hey Andy, congratulations, mate, on the book. It is a ripper, and so
it's a ripper now.
All good bookstores and bad ones as well.
Yeah, and like I like when I suggest people go to the actual bookstores. Not I love BW, Kmart, etc. But the bookstores need support at the moment. And so head in there.
Well, it's a beauty. Well done to Heath McKenzie, your illustrator.
Yep.
And the colours are just fantastic. I really love that.
It's thank you, mate. Yeah, people actually come for the illustrations and stay around for the words. he's the man.
Thank you, Andy. Great to catch up with Andy Lee. Definitely do not open this book, a brilliant children's book, out in all good bookstores now. For Lexus of Blackburn, this is Triple M.